रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते ए नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 25 ताटका। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। टू विच प्रेग्नेंट वर्ड्स ऑफ द सेज ऑफ नो मीन माइट Rama, the flower of valor, returned sweet answer. I have been given to understand that the Yakshas are not very formidable. How is it that one of them, and that a woman, is gifted with wonderful strength of 1,000 elephants? Know then, said Vishwamitra, that this weak and fragile woman is endowed with abnormal strength by virtue of a boon. Long ago, there was a Yaksha, Suketu by name, a man of righteous deeds and great prowess. Unblessed with any child, he had recourse to Brahma to get one. Long did he pray and earnestly, till the great architect of the material worlds was pleased with his tapas and gave him a lovely daughter, Tataka, with the strength of 1,000 elephants. But no son. And when she came of age to marry, he gave her a dream of beauty and grace as wife to Shunda, the son of Jarjha. In good time, Maricha was born unto them, who later on was shorn of his great glory by being cursed to become a Rakshasa. When Shunda met his fate at the hands of Agastya, she and her son sprang upon the holy sage with terrible roars, meaning to eat him up. Whereat the mighty sage blazed forth wrath in, and he cursed the pair. Wretches, quit these fair forms and take up those of Rakshasas, terrible to behold and monstrous, and roam the earth feeding on human flesh. Maddened with the curse, she takes revenge by laying waste in her fury what were once the favorite haunts of Agastya. And Rama, I would say that in the interests of the cows and the brahmanas, you slay out of hand this wicked Yakshini of cruel deeds, this fiend who uses her terrible strength to such evil purpose. And the more so, because except your valiant self, no one in the worlds above or below can bring down this wretch who glories in the might of her boon. Let no misplaced sense of pity stay your arm from wrecking this long-delayed vengeance upon this cruel monster. For you are of the line of kings, and the welfare of defenseless millions demands it at your hands. A king ought to discharge his duties, cruel or otherwise, sinful or meritorious, if he would protect those whose destinies lie in his hands. This is the path of righteousness, trod by the kings of old, whose broad backs bore the heavy responsibility of empire. Slay this unrighteous one, for no law, human or divine, restrains her actions. Know ye not that Indra slew Mantra, the daughter of Virochana, who sought to plunge the whole world in ruin? Know ye not that Vishnu mercilessly destroyed the wife of Bhrigu and the mother of Shukra, who calmly set about to wipe out Indra? Instances out of count can I quote to show that kings have always deemed it their duty to rid the earth of such wicked monsters in human form. So, Rama, upon your head and eyes be it that thou cleave the heart of this woman, sealing your heart against tender emotions. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.